BFBS.
Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
A teenager from Ayas Nikolaos is collecting football shirts to take with her on a trip of a lifetime. 15-year-old Kate Miller is travelling to Tanzania and Kenya in February next year with a group of her fellow pupils from the King Richard School in Decalia. Kate's launched an appeal for football tops from any team to give to footy fans she anticipates meeting on her travels.
While we're there, we're going to be experiencing the lives of children and other people in Africa and seeing all the animals and the wonderful experiences you can get there. We're going to be travelling a lot and camping out a lot, but we're also hoping to go to see a blind rhino at a sanctuary, go to a giraffe sanctuary and hopefully help some of the children in Africa. I've always wanted to go to Africa ever since I was little because I thought it'd help what I want to be when I'm older. And when I found out about this, I literally couldn't contain myself. And when I got home, I was like, Mom, I want to go to Africa.
What is it you want to do when you're older?
I want to be a vet.
But there's something else that you're interested in. And here in iNIC, and in fact across the whole of British Forces Cyprus, you're looking for football shirts. Tell me how this ties in with the trip that's coming up.
Well, quite a few people in Africa are very keen on football. And being in Africa, they don't earn much money. That means they can't get hold of football tops easily. And our business teacher, who's actually taken us on this trip, he tries to take football shirts to Africa each year he goes so he can give them to the children because it will make them very happy and stuff.
So you've put a message out on Facebook and I know you're pleased with the response you've had already. How many different people have come forward with the offer of donations?
I've had about 4 or 5 people say that they'll give tops away and ask me if there's any specific team, and I've actually had one lady from Akrotiri said she'll post me about 6 t-shirts down.
But you're still looking for more?
Yeah, any donations of any club would be helpful.
So it doesn't matter if whether it's one of the top teams like Liverpool or Chelsea or even what are the lower league sides, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter, and it can even be a local Cypriot team. Any kind of top that relates to football will help because they're absolutely mad about it.
Kate, how are you going to fit all these tops in your case? Because you must have a lot of your own stuff to pack as well.
We don't actually have to put the tops in our cases. Emirates, who we're flying with, are actually going to let us take a separate bag on filled with the football t-shirts because they've heard about what we're doing and why we're taking the tops with us.
Fantastic, so big thanks to Emirates. Tell me how people can get in touch with you if they have got any shirts to donate, wherever they are, whether it's here in iNIC or over in the Wesbo or Decalia.
If people want to get in touch with me, I'm on Facebook, just type in Kate Miller, and I've got this big fluffy hat on and glasses. Or you can look on BFC page for me, because I did post something on there. If you're in Decalia, you could always contact the King Richard School and ask when you can drop t-shirts in there.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in iNIC.
Your stories.
BFBS.